Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tam Vivakshum Abhipretya Mahapurusha Kinkara Sahasa Prasyatas Tasya Tatran Tardhatire Nagha Tamvita. Tam vivakshum abhipretya Mahapurusha kinkara Sahasa prasyatastasya Tatrantardhadhirenagha Tam vivakshum abhipretya Mahapurusha kinkara Sahasa prasyatastasya Tatrantardhadhire nagha Ajamiyam Vivakshum desiring to speak Abhipretya understanding Mahapurusha Kinkara the order carriers of Lord Vishnu Sahasa suddenly Prasyata Tasya while he looked on, tatra, there, antardhajire, disappeared, anagha, O sinless Maharaj Parikit. Translation. O sinless Maharaj Parikit, the order carriers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vishnu Dutas, saw that Ajamiya was attempting to say something, and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence. The Shastras say, Patishta ye durachara deva brahmana nindaka apatya bhojatas tesham akale maranam dhruvatvam. No, dhruvam. For persons who are papishta, very sinful, and durachara, misbehave, or very unclean in their habits, or against the existence of God, who disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, and who eat anything and everything, untimely death is sure. It is said that in Kali Yuga, one has a maximum lifetime of 100 years, but as people become degraded, duration of their lives decreases. Prayenal payusha. Because Ajamiya was now freed from all sinful reactions, his lifetime was extended, even though he was to have died immediately. When the Vishnu Dutas saw Ajamiya trying to say something to them, they disappeared to give him a chance to glorify the Supreme Lord. Since all his sinful reactions had been vanquished, he was now prepared to glorify the Lord. Indeed, one cannot glorify the Lord unless one is completely free from all sinful activities. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yesham tvanta gatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridhavrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful reactions are completely eradicated, and who are free from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. The Vishnu Dutas made Ajamil aware of devotional service so that he might immediately become fit to return home back to Godhead. To increase his eagerness to glorify the Lord, they disappeared so that he would feel separation in their absence. In the mode of separation, glorification of the Lord is very intense. So this devotional process then, as a side effect, purifies one. So the idea is that this purification then is a secondary aspect, important, but actually secondary. The primary is to develop love for Krishna. But the problem comes up is that if one's sinful, one tends to not be interested in glorifying the Lord. So that glorification then is connected with one's purification. Now, for someone, it says here, who's very sinful, misbehaved, unclean, eats anything, their lifestyle is against the existence of the Lord, then by their own position, by their own material qualification, they don't really have anything to use in Krishna consciousness. Right? Not by character, not by lifestyle, not by personality. Maybe they have some material skills that they'll be very expert in occupational duties to make money and lord it over the material energy. But that's not a life, right? Previously there wasn't this phrase, it's a new phrase, get a life, right? Previously people had lives, then they used to say get a job, right? Now people have jobs, now they say get a life, right? Never satisfied, right? No matter what you do, then they always come up with the other one. So the difficulty comes is that's not enough. But unfortunately, due to the mode of ignorance, if there's a qualification, one considers that one's actual qualification in spiritual life. This is a standard position within the beginning practice. That if I'm qualified in something, naturally I'm more advanced. Let's say you had a guy who was a garbage collector, and he joins. On the same day, somebody joins who was a doctor by profession. Okay? Now, the garbage collector is definitely going to think himself, especially when he comes in contact with the Vedic culture, he'll think, I'm not actually that developed as an individual. But the other one will think, yes, I'm very intelligent and all this. So he'll consider he automatically should be in charge. He should be the one making decisions, doing all the different spiritual, direction. Why? Because he has a material qualification. So that's the neophyte position, is that my material qualification makes me advanced. But unfortunately, if that background doesn't have cleanliness and habits against the existence of God, right? You know, it's the modern age, we have to be practical, we don't have to worry about all this Vedic. What does that mean? It sounds really, really important, really, really logical, really thoughtful, very objective, but in reality, it simply means I don't care about the laws of God. I am independent, I can do what I like, and what I like, that's reality. And the more people I can get to agree with me, then that just proves the fact more. Then it becomes truth. Does this make sense? Like that? So, I'm asking if it makes sense. I'm not asking if you like it. Don't worry about that. I'm asking if it makes sense. So, the principle comes down is because of this background, there's very little ability actually to function within the devotional culture. And being that culture is a very prominent element of devotional service, then there's always a weakness there. There's always the anxiety that the other devotees in the community is not up to my standard. I was just thinking this morning, I remember, I think it was back in the 80s, somebody visited the Gurukul. And after visiting and all that, you know, then they came up to me and said, somehow I thought it would be so different, you know, I thought, you know, the boys, because it was then all Bengali boys, they'd all be, you know, walking around singing snippets of songs from Narottam Das Thakur and, you know, all kinds of far out, you know, devotional things straight out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then I was thinking, yeah, they would be if you were out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But you have to remember, it's not about us. The point was is that why is it everybody else is fabulously Krishna conscious and that will inspire me and then I'll be Krishna conscious. So I'm the only one in the universe that cannot be Krishna conscious. And if I'm not Krishna conscious, that's because everybody else is not setting the example, creating the atmosphere, inspiring me. So this is the fun part, is that we claim to be so independent. But we're totally dependent. If others don't make the arrangement, I can't be Krishna conscious. Oh, if that devotee's around in the movement, I can't take part. This one did this. Oh, how can I have faith? So this is what the Vishnu Dutas pointed out. Is this medicine, whether one's qualified or not, whether one is taking it with knowledge or not, it works. And basically, that's why most of us are coming here. I beg forgiveness for those from Asmarta or from pure Vaishnava families that have come in generations. But that's why we're here, because the holy name works despite being papishta, very sinful, misbehaved. Misbehaved means according to the Vedic standards. Unclean in their habits. How many here wash their feet every time they go to the bathroom? Who are against the existence of God? Do we see them in everywhere? When we go home and close the door, is it my kingdom? God shouldn't poke his nose in here. Except where I allow. He can sit on the altar there. When I remember, I'll make an offering. When I cook something, like this, now and again we'll chant, we'll get out some books and read. But the rest of the time, hey, that's my life. That's the meaning, we're against the existence of God. To disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, Hey, all you have to do is read the forums. And who eat anything and everything. Untimely deaths. So that we're working on, right? Generally, we're a little strict about that. So untimely death is sure. So not living to 100, in our experience, is pretty standard. I mean, really standard. You know, if somebody dies at 50, okay, that's a bit young. 60, hey, that's pretty normal. That's two-thirds of a normal lifestyle. They make it to 70, okay, now that's really enough. And if you're 80, then according to Maud, hey, you shouldn't be around anymore. Right? And 90, it's like, who's ever heard of that? And if you're 100, the president and the prime minister will send you a letter, you know, congratulating you. You know, so it's so rare because of this. So we see here, Ajamil is from both very qualified background, but at the same time, very unqualified existence. And he comes from a proper Pakka Brahmin background, practicing, but then he fell to lower than the low. So, and how is he now in this short time uplifted, purified? Everything's because he's chanting, he chanted the holy name, and he's heard now from the pure Vaishnavas. And because of that, now being freed from sin, he's able to act. So now, Ajamil, fortunately, is able to give up all bad habits. Because one, he was fortunate enough to have a background where he lived a proper lifestyle. He knew what culture was. But even despite that, as the Yamadutas point out, is that the holy name is powerful enough, it doesn't matter. Even if one doesn't have the qualification, the holy name will work. It will have its effect. One will be purified. One will become qualified. So that's the aspect here. So those who have acted piously, then they take up Krishna consciousness. But it doesn't mean that the immediate lifestyle before taking it up is of any great importance. Just like we see Ajamil, his lifestyle just before meeting the Vishnu Devas wasn't that great. We would not recommend this. Probably even the Karmis wouldn't recommend it. You know, some of the grossest materialists probably wouldn't recommend it. But don't worry, there will be some French intellectuals who will say he was doing good. But other than that, then most will not appreciate. So, then he's now, the commitment, he's steady in devotional service. So that's where the dynamic element happens. That steadiness is then what's going to make the regular hearing and chanting associated with devotees dynamic. So he's come to this platform. We'll see after his lifestyle, he's basically starting from that position. So his chanting, his association with the Vishnu Dutas has brought him through that position of, you know, Shraddha up to Anartha Nivriti. And now being fixed, he'll be able to nicely glorify. And to make that more dynamic, because he might say something nice and thank you and this and that, and then go back to his lifestyle, they disappear. Because that disappearance then makes it that we'll think about that, we'll worry about that. We see this is a common thing, not that they disappear, oh, so they're gone, so that's old, that's before. No, the disappearance is so one thinks more. Yes, so the Vishnu Dutas felt now he was prepared to take up the devotional process. So they've given their input. Now they leave him to practice his process. So then in essence is that the only chance that people have in this age really of being qualified to go back to Godhead is because of the devotional process. There is no other supplement that actually makes it work. We have to remember from our background, by what's here, what's saying, by what is culture, we don't actually have the piety to try by material means to create culture. Because you have to know what it is. So actually, it's only by the process of devotional service that we can factually become culture. Factually. So then here, Ajamil is chanted, he's become qualified, and now we will see he'll progress very nicely by the grace of the devotees. Any questions or comments? Yes? No? Maybe? Yes, here's this thingy. Somebody can get back way over there. It just goes back there. Not working. Yes.
So the question is, we can have like our deities in the corner of our house, and then the rest is I'm God in the rest of the space, more or less. But how can I know I'm actually having such mentality, and how can I change into the right kind of consciousness?
How can I change? Okay. Yeah. See, the whole point is that Krishna's a corner anywhere in one's life. That's good. But what is being recommended by the acharyas is like the Brajabasis, that there isn't any corner that's not filled with Krishna. You understand? So that is touching Krishna is perfect. That's why we see as Ajamil is getting benefit by one name. Or at least a few, but he's just calling his son. Right? It's not that he's getting in 64 rounds of his son's name in that moment there. You know, it's just... Does that make sense? Yeah. So, that's the beginning. But what we're trying to get to is like the Brajavasis. So we always have to be careful of complacency is that, yeah, it's good enough, don't push, don't be fanatic, right? That's the problem. Don't be fanatic. But what does it mean, fanatic? I'm looking at external, and I'm looking at the other one's devotional service as external, and then I'm calling it fanatic? There's a saying in English, the pot calls the kettle black. Right? So it's the same thing. If you can't see the benefit of devotional service, the power of that, the glory of that, so one says this is fanatic, that means you're only seeing things externally. So it's the same fault. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you have to be careful is that that's not an excuse. I mean, it makes us feel good that now I can sit back because I don't want to be fanatic. You know? It makes us comfortable, right? You know, just like there's so many euphemisms, right? The British man, when he's leaving India, you know, going back to England independence of India, and he had his two dogs that he couldn't take back with him. So that he was thinking that they will feel so bad that they don't get the treatment that he's been giving them all these years, because of course the local Indians wouldn't know how to take care of a dog, right? Look at the local dogs, right? The Indians don't know how to take care, right? So he shot them because he felt that was more kind, right? So it made him feel good. Yes, they wouldn't have the play this and that. The dog would probably rather live on the street than be shot in the head. Probably if you gave him a choice, he'd probably, 10 out of 10, they'd pick the street. Right? But he makes himself feel good and no, they won't get this. So instead of thinking, no, I've taken care of these dogs, we have a relationship, so I find another situation, or I go through the trouble and take them back to England. But no, he just makes himself feel good so he can shoot him in the head. So we have to be very careful that We don't do that with our devotional service. You know, sit back and like this. So that's the principle, is that we should be understand that whatever position we're in, that's good. So there's no bad position like that. But there's better like that. Does that make sense? So devotional service, technically there's no negative. There's only better. Right? But what makes one thing better than another is what's an obstacle. So we'll point out the obstacle. But it doesn't make someone better or less better. Does that make sense? Yeah. So then it's a practical thing. Okay, now you're standing in front of the deities. Okay. And you just look around at everything around the deities. You know? And so is it all there for the deities? Is it nice? Is it, you know, good? Right? Okay, so that part probably will work out pretty good. Turn around. Or turn any direction. Look there. What's there? Why is it there? What's the principle on which you've decided that that thing is there in your house? That arrangement is there. And like that, you go room to room. And then you see, is it just my conditioning, or is it my conditioning connected to Krishna? And like that, you can go through everything in your house. There's nothing that is not able to be connected to Krishna. Right? Krishna tells that to Brahma, because he knows how Krishna is all-pervading. He knows the universal form. So on that platform, he can see Krishna everywhere. There's nothing to be bewildered by. Right? Does that make sense? But at the same time, then that means it's connected to Krishna. But then higher than that is that appropriate for you? That's the Paramatma platform. And then the third platform, is it pleasing to Krishna? You understand? But it's connected to Krishna on any of these levels, it's connected. So that's a start. But ultimately, even if it is connected, you know, oh yes, Krishna is the potency of money, so therefore I have plenty of money, so therefore, great, but we're only looking at it from the Brahman platform. How is the money now, what am I supposed to be using, how am I supposed to, according to my position, according to the relationships, how should this money be used? That's Paramatma. Right? Then Bhagavan, is it pleasing to Krishna as a person? You understand? So, wherever you can connect it, that's what you do. But you can just go. Why is it that there, anything that you have in the house, why is it there? Right? Does that make sense? So that's what you can do. If you have this stomach for it.
I have no problem.
Okay. Something else? Yes. Yes. What's the result of having an attitude that we don't need all the Vedic stuff but we're performing devotional service? It means that what devotional service we're performing will become purified and will be advancing. But our inability to see Krishna connected with everything, that will be something that gets in the way. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the whole idea is that if it's not seen connected to Krishna, what you're doing, then there'll always be a problem. Now you can have a very simplified lifestyle. Like you see many times the early devotees, especially from the 60s, up to very early 70s. It's just, Prabhupada said this, they do that. They don't even include anything else in their life. So if someone like that is saying, don't be fanatic, don't worry about it, I'm not talking about them. Right? I'm talking about the ones nicely entrenched in their own material lifestyle and making these comments. Because they do have more in their life than Prabhupada talked about. These other ones, what Prabhupada taught, that's all they do. They dress that way, they talk that way, their lifestyle is very simple. So then, they say that, listen, because then you're doing more than what is the direct activities that Prabhupada talked about. But Prabhupada did give the clue on how to connect everything, even in a more broad, sophisticated lifestyle. But it means then you have to be connecting it back to what Prabhupada said, because what I was talking about in the 60s devotees is generally more direct connection to devotional service. So what I'm talking about here is then you use the indirect, because there's a lot of in our life that's not directly connectable. Does that make sense? Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah. Something else, or? Yes.
Nowadays, also in Mayapur, even many devotees, they come with this idea that, I heard this many times, that even if you are not perfect, if you are not following perfectly, if we die in Mayapur, we will achieve Krishna Prema, Nityananda Prabhu, he said.
Yeah, that. No, that's great. But then, if that's true, why one wouldn't one be grateful and see the great opportunity? Right? Why we wouldn't see that this is something so special? Right? Because if we die in Omsk, even though, you know, it may have some Nama Bas there, it's not necessarily that everything's going to work out great. So how is it we're here? Just by the power of my desire, I want to, that's why I'm here? Or is it by the mercy of the Lord? By Lord Nityananda's mercy, we can be in the Dham. So, intelligent, one of the aspects of knowledge is gratefulness. So then what I would say is lacking in this point. If they're saying it is a glory of the Dham, then that's perfect. If they're using it as an excuse and why they're not trying very hard, then that's not very important. Right? Because that means they're not very intelligent, because they're not seeing the mercy that the Lord's showing to them. Right? So we see here is Ajamil. Now you don't get more sinful than this. And he could see, yes, I should take this up very nicely. He's grateful. Jagai Madhai, very grateful they take it up. Right? But that's because they're intelligent. But in Kali Yuga, we're not really renowned for our intelligence. No, they pride themselves on being very intelligent. But we're not actually known for being intelligent. Because we don't know what we should apply our intelligence to. So these personal aspects, if the Dham is affording that, then personally, what should I do? But we just take the position of the Dham as existence only. So our appreciation of the Dham, that by dying in the Dham, one goes back to Godhead, for us is only an aspect of sundani, it's just sat. But you'll notice that the chit and the ananda, that's whatever we would like to do. Right? Does that make sense? So it's not a complete understanding. It's connected, that's good. But it in no way, shape or form is a full understanding, because otherwise such chit and ananda would be connected. But our ananda is whatever we like to do, our activities that generate that is what we do. And then because we're going to die here, then so all we have to do is keep us here. Right? Now, if you can do that, great. But then you have to be sober. I remember we had one in Vrindavan, an accountant. It was a Brajvasi. And I think Mr. Kapoor was his name. He took care of all the accounts. Very good, very qualified. And because he was so good, the GBC was asking, why don't you come up to Delhi and take care of the accounts there? And he says, no, I can't leave Vrindavan. He says, no, you just go down for a day, come back and look at everything, everything will be fine. He says, no, I had a friend who had the same determination as myself, that we're going to live in the Dham, die in the Dham. And he never left his whole life. Then one time something happened, because, you know, his son left or something, and there was an accident like that. He was in the hospital in Delhi, so he went down to see his son. And then after making everything fine, then he drove back to Vrindavan. On the way back to Vrindavan, had a car accident, died somewhere out there, who knows, Faridabad or, you know, some auspicious place. So Kapoor said, I'm not leaving. It doesn't matter who you are. It's just, I'm staying right here. And so everybody respected that. So Brajabasis who think like that, they're very serious about that. You know, what are the arrangements? You're going to die here. Okay, what are you doing for a visa? What are you, you know, what is, you know, how are you maintaining yourself? You know, but this, you know, I'm here, I go out, make some money, come back, do this and that, travel around, go to Bali, you know, do all the different things. Hey, but then you can't then say, oh, what if you die in the dawn? I mean, they blow up restaurants in Bali. You know what I'm saying? You know, they kidnap people, you know, up in Chiang Mai. You know, an elephant can step on you. You know what I'm saying? So this is the whole, what means, then someone who would say that and mean it, they would have a very different approach to the Dhamma. But if, so that's what I'm saying. If that for you is the Sat, the Chit, and the Ananda, then that's how you, but if it's only the Sat, oh yeah, that's the position. So I have that, so now I can move on, right? You know, I got this, I got that, you know, I have them. Now I can move on to other things that I want to acquire. But residence in the Dhamma is not something you acquire, it's something that you're graced with. So if one can appreciate that, then we see as it's very nice. And Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. So despite our lack of qualification, then one can stay. Vrindavan's a little harder. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that one appreciates that point of the Dhamma, that's good. Rather than you're just living here because it's cheaper than living in the West. Right? You know, so. So it's good, but still, as we said before, anything connected to Krishna is good, but taking it further is better. Does that make sense? So that's always the thing. Where we are, where we want to get to. So where we are, that's reality. But where we want to get to, like the Brajabasis, that's also reality. And that's the more, that's the really real thing. Okay? Is that okay?
I was just going further in thoughts that, let's say you have two devotees, one is following everything very nicely, he's really trying to do as it should be done, other one is neglectful and he's just saying, I will die in Dham, and let's say it happened, he will die in Dham, will they achieve the same destinations, or how is it?
It means, if you remember Krishna, you go back to Godhead, but you have to remember going back to Godhead by remembering Krishna puts you on the platform of Baba. Right? It means that you're freed from the material situation, because Bhava is the neutral state between materialism and prema. You understand? From our position, it's a very advanced position, but from the platform of prema, it's not quite there yet. That's where you're going to be. And whatever your mentality here, that's what you take with you there. You purify off the things, but the fragrance will still remain. The example is given that if you have a box of hing, I can take the hing out, I can wash the box. It will still smell like him. So that's the thing. That will go with you. The fragrance will be there. Now, if you don't really care about taking up association here, you won't take it up there either. Therefore, when it comes time to personally associate with Krishna, Yoga Maya won't make the arrangement. You'll still be sitting at home doing all your duties and do whatever it is that you're supposed to do as a member of your family. You know what I'm saying? So, it'll take longer. Does that make sense? So, the whole point is why wait? You know what I'm saying? It's not just a generic, going back to Godhead is, you're in the spiritual sky, but the idea is you have to get from Baba to Prema. That means you have to want it. That means you have to want to please Krishna. That then you'll get the association of the eternal associates. Otherwise, you don't. You know they're there. You know what I'm saying? It's like here, so many senior devotees come and visit the Dham. We know they're here. Do we take advantage? No. So it's the same thing there. They're there. Lalita Vishaka, they're moving around. You've heard the names. You know who they are. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's not that you, that need or that desire to associate with them and learn how to serve Krishna awakens. Does that make sense? So that's why the more serious you are here, the tendency, the more serious you'll be there. But in any case, since you're there, at some point you'll get it together. Right? Because Krishna says, what's going there, one never returns. Right? So you don't have to worry about that, but it's just a matter of, do you want to do it more quickly or not? Right? Seeing that the gopis who are on that platform, they're criticizing Lord Brahma as the creator, that he created eyelids that blink, because that blink, which is 1/11th of a second, is too long of separation from not seeing Krishna. So that means there's some serious good taste here. Right? It's not like, okay, I can bear to wait till next week before the next episode comes out. You know, we're talking about an 11th of a second that is a problem. That's what we're being offered. Does that make sense? So as we said, if it's connected to Krishna, it's good. But the point is then there's better. Is that okay? Okay. So end here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivrinda ki, Jainatai Gaur Premanandiya.